I'll start off with a couple of icebreakers. It's been a minute, man.
Let's go.
If you could have any superhuman power, what would it be?
Holy Spirit. Nah, I'm stop.
Okay.
I'd probably say telekinesis.
Telekinesis.
Yeah.
What would you do with telekinesis? Like, what would you be doing right now if you had?
When I'm lazy, I'll bring things to me. I can just shift things around my mind. Yeah, bro. I can move things. I'll be lit.
I wonder if does telekinesis have a weight limit? I wonder, bro.
Have a what? A weight limit?
Weight limit, bro.
What if that's just whatever your mind? I feel like I don't know. I believe however strong your mind is, it's however strong your telekinesis is.
That's good.
I don't know how it works.
I'm thinking like if I had telekinesis, bro. I'm the type of person that would cause havoc. I might just move a building
to see what.
Jeez.
You probably like topple a building on purpose.
Is that what? Might,
you'll bro. Topple a building on purpose?
Not topple. See, that's what you dragged, bro. Now you're making me seem like a horrible person. I said move it. Just move it. I mean, put the Empire State Building in the desert, something like that. Put it back. Just to see.
All right. Okay.
You said what?
Okay.
I said my superhuman power would be probably, bro. I probably want to know everything.
Say that again?
I probably want to know everything. Like, read people.
Out.
Yeah, bro.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. But I always wonder, like, with stuff like that, like,
I'm like walking, disappointed.
If I'm walking around, like, am I just going to, I could get disappointed. That's a fact. But the disappointment would make life, like, if I could get life, it would make life a lot easier, bro. So they're trying to figure people out. It's like, all right, boom.
Yeah.
But I wonder with stuff like that, it's like, yo, bro, am I walking? Like, if I walk in the crowd, bro, am I just going to hear all these thoughts? Like.
That's good.
That would be crazy. All right. If you could audition for a talent TV show, what song would you pick and why?
I'd probably say, can I be honest?
Yeah, be honest, bro.
I'll probably choose Sun Approved by Lil Baby. I don't know. That song I like. I really I mess with the lyrics to that song, you know. It gives people a little motivation, you know. I'm being honest.
I mean,
what about you?
Me, bro. I'm trying to think about what song can I sing good, and I can't sing, bro. Wish I could sing, but what song will give me the best shot?
Oh, you mean like actual song, like not rap at all?
I mean, it could be a rap, bro. But
it's okay.
So, no matter for
out.
Hut. They probably looking at us like, what did we just say, bro? Like, I probably would pick Flashlight. Nah, scratch that, bro. It's between Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran or No Promises by A Boogie. I feel like those are two songs that I would put my heart into, bro. And really try. Next one is, if you could give a piece of advice to your younger self, What would it be?
So this is me already knowing my older self, or like what?
Like if you used to go back in time.
Oh, okay. I definitely say we'll join basketball team in high school, like freshman year.
Freshman year?
Every year, yeah. Probably would tell them that.
Me, man. I would just say, I would tell myself to like invest in stocks. Like, cause when I was younger, I thought about it. I looked into it, but I just never did it, bro. And who knows where I would be right now.
That's.
And leave her alone, bro. Just leave her alone. Leave her alone, bro. Man. All right. This is weird, bro. But if you could be a kitchen appliance, what one would you be and why?
What? Kitchen appliance? Well, I'd probably be a blender. Yeah. Bro, I get to explore mad stuff, mad tasteful things are like, I'm blending. I don't know, bro. Bro, what kind of question is that, bro? What made you think of that, bro?
Yo, bro, it's from the internet. What kitchen appliance would I be? I'm not gonna lie, this is a weird question, but what kitchen appliance would I be? Probably an ice cream scooper, bro. Or a knife.
It'd be a what?
An ice cream scooper or a knife.
Out. An ice cream scooper. It's calm.
Yeah, man. I feel like that's one of the easiest jobs. Barely gets used. Yeah, bro. One more question. If you could take 3 things to a desert island, what would they be?
Oh, that's a good one. Sheesh. That's a good one. Water canteen. Bro, so much I could say. I'd probably say a water canteen, a book bag with full of food, all of that mass supplies, and
3 things.
I know. I'm on my third right now. I'd probably say. I don't know. Water canteen, a book bag full of supplies. I'd probably say, I'm gonna say something like like a little fan or something. I don't know. That's a question I really gotta think hard about. 3 things to the desert. That's a big question.
3 things. All right. Three things I would bring to a desert island. I don't know, bro. I really don't know, bro. Like, I really don't know. I'm trying my hardest to. Water, bro, and I wonder if there's any like special rules that we don't know, like water and a phone, but you might not have no service if you bought a phone. I don't know, man. I don't know, bro, but Let's move on. So today we're talking about not being ashamed of the gospel, man. I feel like the world we live in, our age, social media, it's so easy to like get caught up in the trends and be ashamed of Christ and be ashamed to tell people what you stand up for, what you believe in, especially because Christ goes against the views of the world majority of the time, probably like 99.9% of the time, goes against the views of the world. And like people like scared to get shunned and canceled now. So like, what's your thoughts on it?
I'm gonna be honest, when it comes to like sharing the gospel, sometimes I would be like, I just simply didn't know what to say. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to like, you know, specifically share it, bro. Cause I was never like, I never been led to that conversation in real life yet. So actually, yeah, I have a couple times, but like I never really like got into conversations like that at all. And sometimes I used to like simply be scared because, you know, I was afraid to get canceled. I was afraid to get shunned. I was afraid for people to start looking at me crazy, but at the same. But yeah, I seen it. The more I went deeper in my walk, I really seen how like a lot of people these days are not afraid to share their, you know, spiritual standpoints or whatnot. So now I'm thinking like, why should I be quiet about this? And like, this is the literal truth, bro. Like, this is not like some, this is not like another, just another walk. Like, bro, this is the way, you know, like this is a God that speaks back. This is a God that is living, you know? So I thought about that and I started, you know, started doing my thing. I'm using my platforms to start posting the gospel, of course, but like I started posting, like, you know, use my little way of sharing the gospel, you know, non-sugarcoated, plain and simple. No matter who shuns me out, no matter who cancels me, it is what it is. As long as you know that Christ is there for you and that he loves you and that he's waiting for you to give your life to him, that's all that really matters now, bro. Could care less what people say or think.
That is good, bro. You touched on something that's been like going through my mind like the past week. You said something about like Christ being like the way, and this might change the topic, but we're gonna get back to, you know how we do. So like, what's been going through my mind lately is that like, yo, a lot of people out here, like a lot of Christians, we treat Christianity as like, well, Adam said it like this best. We treat it as like a self-help guide, like a program to get better, like a self-improvement program. That's the right words to use, self-improvement program. And like, that's it. Like, it's like a hobby to us. It's just a side dish, feel me? Jeez. But like, a lot of people don't know. Yeah. A lot of people like don't, some know and just choose not to like follow, but some don't realize like, yo, this is not an option. This is not a way. Like, the Bible doesn't say Jesus is a way, a truth. For me, it says he is the way.
The way
and the truth. Like, he's right. The only way, bro. Like, this is the only way there is to live, bro. It's not the only way there is to live, but this is the way to live, bro. This is the right way to live. This is the way you were.
Right.
This, the whole existence, the whole point of you existing is to live this way. It's to pursue Christ. Like, literally, that's it, bro. But sometimes, like, we don't see it. Like, we see it's just it works. Like, the Bible helps me. Like, oh, yeah, it teaches you how to love people, get better at stuff. But it's like, no, bro. Like, that's cool. Like, that's a fact, bro. That's what the principle is there for, so we could apply it to our life, bro, and live a life that produces fruit and give glory to God. And we can give credit to the Bible, like, yeah, I learned this from the Bible, da, da, da. But it's like, no, bro, like, he is the way. Like, Jesus is the only way. Like, everything is supposed to revolve around Jesus in your life. Like, that's it, bro. Like, that's it. Like, there's no Jesus with a little bit of
for me,
or Jesus with a little bit of
for me. All right.
It's just
right now, it's facts.
Like, Jesus is the center, bro. Like light and dark, like, they don't mix, bro. It's only light and dark. If you're mixing it, it's dark. Like, yeah. If you're trying to be like, because that might come out wrong. But it's like, but basically what I'm saying, if you're trying to play both sides, you're playing the bad side. That's it.
Literally.
Like, there's no, like, my fault, what you're saying?
No, I was going to say, like, I see something on Instagram where, like, this pastor, he was like, here's a thing of salt and here's a thing of water. I mean, here's two things of water and there's a thing of salt. If you put the salt in the water, it's forever, like, it's changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different. It's not like, it's not the same as the regular water, you know? So it's like, you can't really mix the two because it's always going to come out different. Like, cause now the water is going to taste a little salty. It's not going to taste the same as regular water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be salt water, and you know? So like, you can't really mix the two and expect to get good out of it. If you know what I'm saying, like, once you automatically mix the light with the dark, it's automatically not as tasteable as the light. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not as effective. It's just not good. And like the Bible says, lukewarm, you don't know whether to keep you in or keep you out. So you're just gonna simply keep you out. For me, like.
You know what's crazy about us, like, spreading the gospel or not, or like being scared to spread the gospel? This is the analogy. Another analogy has been going through my head lately. Like, yo, bro. Like, yo, like, Matt, bro. You my mans, bro?
You asking me?
Yeah, bro.
No.
All
right. Yeah, I'm
in
me. Nah. I'm in mans, bro.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro. Like, just aside, right? Let's say, like, you my mans, right? Like, you my mans, bro. And let's say you see me walking towards a room, right? And you know that there's like 15 people like in that room, bro, waiting to kill me, bro. As soon as I step foot in that room, bro. Like, would you tell me, bro?
Yeah.
Like, because, bro, like you're my man, so I can't call you my friend, bro, and say that I love you, bro, if I don't spread the gospel to you, bro. That's like me watching you. That's watching, bro. Me watching you go to hell is crazy, bro. It's crazy, bro. Me sitting quiet and watch you go to hell is crazy, bro. So that's why, like, I'd rather be annoying, bro. I'd rather be that Jesus guy, bro. I'd rather be that guy that posts on Snapchat, bro. Always talking about God, bro. Or every conversation I got to relate to God, bro. Then sit there,
yeah, bro.
And watch my mans, bro. Then sit there and watch my mans just like end their life, bro. Just walking suicide, bro. Like, they're really dead, bro. If I don't say nothing, I have to, bro. Like, I have to. It's not by force, bro. It's not really because I was told to. It's a part of it. Like, it's a part of spreading the gospel. That's obedience, right? But there's a part that should come from the inside of your heart. Like, you should be looking around and be like, yo, the world is lost. Like, I really want to spread the gospel. Like, I really want these people to be saved. Like, it hurts me knowing that there's so much people going to hell. Like, somebody has to do something about it.
That's a fact. And that's why, like, most of the time when I'm on my platforms, I usually try and, like, relate it to, you know, things of this world, the things that I see, mm-hmm. you know, in this world, bro. So, like, recently I posted a little IG post. I was like how like, you know, like the relationships you were in, the many relationships that you've been in, the parties, the posts on social media, you yourself, you know, you're putting yourself out there, you know, and like you're doing all of that and still that void isn't filled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and what I sell them is like, there's only one way that that void can really like fully be filled. And that's through Jesus Christ, bro.
Yep.
Like, bro. He said, I believe he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Like, bro, he did all that he needed to do. He did the hard work, bro. He did the hard work, bro. All we got to do is accept him. And all we really got to do is accept him and believe that he died and rose again, bro. That's really all it is, bro. And walk with him. And walk with him. And walk with him. Definitely, and walk with him. Because only when you walk with him, you actually see yourself growing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just knowing that you have salvation now is kind of like, you know, okay, I just got the house. What am I going to do now? Got to put some furniture in it. You know what I'm saying? You got to make yourself a little more, got to make yourself a little more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm not saying like the walk is comfortable, but you know what I'm saying? You got to enhance the walk. You got to enhance the walk. You got to, you know, you got the foundation of salvation. Now you have to like, you know, grow it, make it, build on it. You know, I'm kind of going off topic here, but overall, that's what I used to share the gospel about. Like, y'all trying to use things of the world, you know, and tell people that, you know, this is not enough. Your own doing is not enough. You know, and that's why we need Jesus to sustain us, to help us grow, to take care of the things that we cannot help. So, yeah.
Yeah, bro. I definitely agree, bro. Saying, like, just saying yes. Yeah, salvation gets you into heaven, bro.
Yeah.
Salvation gets you into heaven. Believing that Jesus Christ is Lord and believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth, that's how you get saved. Correct. But that's not all it takes to build your relationship. Build. Right. That's like me getting a relationship, bro. Me being married, bro. And I never speak to my wife, bro. I never serve my wife, bro. I never show no type of love for my wife, bro. What am I there for, bro?
Yeah.
What am I there for? It's like, it's that verse where it says, we love him because he loved us first.
Right.
It's like, sheesh, bro. And then when you understand like the privilege, it is, that's another thing. Like, whew, like, bro, it is a privilege to be saved, bro. It is a privilege to know God and to know Christ. And it's a privilege to not be blinded, bro. And it's something that like God had to like really show me when I was like struggling with our relationship and wanting to run back to the world and stuff like that. It's like, you know better. Like, you knowing better is what's giving you the opportunity to play around, like to hop sides. Like, for me, it's like we was talking about yesterday. It's like, yo, like sometimes, like, I know I'm not going to leave God, but I just want to go sin real quick and then come right back. Like, I just want to take a little, like, it's like playing a basketball game. You just want to sit on the bench real quick and just come right back in the game. Like, I don't want to leave you, feel me? And we was talking about that, but it's like, yo, you're playing with your privilege, bro. We're really playing with our privilege because there's people that are blinded, bro. There are people that don't know. There are people that are literally, like, walking themselves, like, to, like, walking themselves into death and they don't know, bro. So it's like, as us, as Christians, bro, to know better, bro, and to play around with it, it's a slap in the face to God, bro. And it's a slap in the face to us, bro. And it's a slap in the face to our people that we claim that we love, whether it be family members or friends around us that we if we love them, we wouldn't be playing around with our privilege, bro. That's a slap in the face, bro. They're lost, bro. We over here playing, bro. Not knowing that us doing the right thing, bro, us doing what God called us to do, bro, is going to be our tool of evangelism, bro. That's going to bring them to Christ, bro. Like, think about it like this. Like, every one of us that's listening, bro, there's people that's assigned to our lives. Like, literally, there's people that watch you every day, that watch the posts you do, that watch your moves, that watch what's going on, and you don't even know it. But God has literally assigned those people to your life so that your walk with him and what you do for him can glorify him and make them be inspired by you to go to him. So it's like, for us to be playing around with that, it's like, it's selfish, bro. And I'm not saying it's whatchamacallit. I'm not saying it's easy, Like, because I've definitely played around with my privilege multiple times, bro. But it's like, it's not good, bro. And it's something that that like God really showed me, like, yo, bro, you can't really be playing around with your privilege, bro. Like, it's really a privilege to know this God, bro. Like, think about it like this, bro. There's like 2.2 billion Christians in the world. That's just the people that like identify as Christian. Jesus Christ is Lord, right? And there's about 8 billion people in the world right now, right? And I'd probably say, with that alone, I'm not even going into deep into like, oh, who's Holy Spirit filled and really living? Like, I don't know, bro. I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but just that number alone, bro, just shows how much of a privilege it is. Like, let me do the math real quick, bro. I said two, it's 2.2, right? Something like that. 2.2 divided by.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Bro, that's a 30% chance, bro. Only 30% of the people, bro, know the truth, bro. 30%, bro. That's crazy, bro. It's a privilege you can't be playing around with, bro.
That's a fact, especially in like places like America, bro. Because in certain places, bro, there are people who cannot know Jesus simply because of their law. Like in certain places, bro, I believe like Vietnam, places in like certain places in Asia, whatnot, different places around the world.
China.
China too. Yeah, bro. If you say that, if you like preach the gospel, whatnot, bro, you can literally go to jail. You could possibly like die, bro. It's crazy. Like, and there's really people out there who really like know about Christ and still never, their time just like ended and they didn't even know it. Like, and some of them probably was thinking like, there's really people out there who really knew and like, they still want to live for the world. And at the same time, bro, I guess their sin caught up with them and they passed away, bro. Like they just went crazy, bro. It's crazy, bro. Like some people really think to change, but they couldn't because like time caught up with them. You know, like it's just crazy, bro. That's what I'm saying. You never know our time. You never know when it's time to go. No, that's why you have to get right with Christ today. Like, ain't no waiting till I'm this age or when I got my things together. No, bro. If you waited to get your stuff together, bro, now, how much more can God do for you? Like, exactly. How much more can God do for you, bro?
Exactly.
If you start now. Like, I know you got plans and stuff right now to do this without God. Now, imagine how much more you can do with God, bro. And that was dead meat. I was like the one of those ones. Like I was like, I'm gonna get right with Christ when I get older. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be older. You know what I'm saying? Have nothing to do, and just you know live for God and chill, bro. But like, I'm really seeing it now, bro. It's easier now because when you get older, you're gonna have much more responsibilities. You're gonna have to, bro. You're gonna have a lot more stress on your back because you're older and now. You got bills to pay and things of that sort. And like, bro, temptation, bro, like temptation is really real when you get up there in those ages, bro. Like, sheesh, especially if you like, if you chill with women and stuff like that, bro, temptation is real, bro. Like, especially as you get older, bro. So like, I believe if you start now, bro, you're going to gain that spiritual maturity. You're going to gain that spiritual discipline. And you're going to definitely gain that vision that Christ has for you now. So when you get older, all you got to do is going to be a path. It's just going to be a straight path. Of course, trials and tribulations going to be there, but it's a path, bro. It's like God has it out for there for you. So tell all my listeners right now who's thinking about like getting right with Christ when you're a certain age, don't please, bro. You don't know your time.
Don't know your time.
You don't know your time, bro. You don't know your time, bro. Just do it now, bro. Because how much more will Christ enhance you? Like how much more will he build you up farther than the expectations, farther than the goals you have right now, bro. Like, start now, bro. Definitely.
And that's another thing. It's like, yo, bro, even if you do make it to that age, bro, even if you do make it to that age, you don't know how much time you could be wasting, bro. Like, there's nothing worse, bro, than, like, putting your all into something, bro, putting your life into something, bro, and then figuring out that, like, God doesn't want you to do that, or that's not what God wanted you to do. Like, feel me? Like, you could have saved so much time, bro. And I feel like that's another, like, I feel like me and you, bro, and any young people, like, that haven't graduated high school yet or, like, in college, like, bro. Like, for me, before you like graduate college, like, it's really a privilege to know God in those times, bro. Not only to know him, but to personally have a relationship with him and seek him and ask him about your future and talk to him and have him reveal that to you and stuff like that. Cause it's like, yo, bro, like, it's certain people out here that have no direction. And it's a privilege at our age to have no direction, bro. There's people that are our age, bro, that they don't know what's next, bro. So they're just chilling, partying every day, bro, just on the game all day, bro, not doing nothing. Not because, but just because of the sake, they don't know what to do next. Like, they don't, like, what's next? Like, there's nobody guiding them more. Like, they have no guidance. There's nobody in school telling them, like, do this assignment, do that. But we have the privilege, bro, because of the time during quarantine, bro. It's only been a year, bro, and God has done so much, bro, and revealed so much to us, bro, that we have some sort of direction, but like, we know where we're going, bro. We know our purpose, bro. We, like, it's, for me, like, we have a target, bro.
Facts.
And it's just a privilege to know that, bro. So, like, saying you're gonna wait till I get older, till you get older, I used to say that too, bro. And then now it's just like, yo, but that's like the stupidest like idea ever, bro. Not only, yeah, bro, you could die before you, like, bro. We don't, tomorrow's not promised, bro.
Facts.
You could die before whatever goal you say is going to get to Christ, bro. You could be strayed away like so far by that time, bro, that you think that by that time, bro, you're not even going to be thinking about Christ no more, bro. Like, there's a verse basically that's saying, like, yo, seek God. I think it's in Isaiah, bro. Like, seek God, like, while you can, bro.
Uh-huh.
While you can, bro. You don't know what's that's going to happen, bro. You don't know if, like, and another thing is that, yeah, just back to the whole wasting time thing. Like, you be doing all this, da-da-da, bro. And it's like, if you would have just listened to God when you were young, bro, your life would have been way easier than it is now, right? Like, life is going to be hard regardless, bro. Like, stuff happens. I have tribulations, bro. But with God, bro, it's 10 times easier, bro, than without God, bro. Like, with God, like, we talked about this before in the podcast. Like, yo, bro, with God, it's just like, because he's always there, bro. He's always there to guide us. So you can always ask him, and he answers back, bro. So, like, with God, me personally, bro, it's just like, yo, you want me to do this? You want me to do that? No, I want you to do that. Like, it's just a step-by-step, like, just rely on him every day. And that's what happens, bro. Like, he has a purpose, bro. He has plans for us, bro. Like, he literally has your life planned out for you, bro. Like, the stuff you're worrying about, oh, how much money I'm going to make, will I be successful? What am I going to do? Like, God literally has that planned out, bro. Your own name, bro. Your own book is planned out. And he's just sitting there like, bro, just come, bro. Just come, sit with me. Let's read this together, bro. And let me help you, bro. Let me send people that will help you do this, bro.
Facts.
Is that Matt 6:33, bro? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be handed to you.
All these things will be added unto you, bro.
Crazy.
That's life. That's life, literally. And going back to what you said about, you know, waiting until you're older, it's low-key selfish, bro.
Selfish.
It's low-key selfish because you know this is the truth. And you never know. And unless you go to God, bro, because God is going to show you the people that you needed. You need to help save. It's low-key selfish because, like, bro, there's people that need saving now. There's people that you're around that need saving right now.
Right now.
So you saying that you want to go to Christ when you're older is like saying, ah, man, I hope that these dudes are saved when I get older. I hope these dudes are still alive when I get older.
Yeah.
So I can, like, experience. But, like, bro, that's selfish. That's foul, bro. You know the truth. You know how you're supposed to live. You know how you're supposed to be. And at the same time, you're going to wait till you get older. Knowing that some of the people that you're around need this Christ that you're talking about, need this Christ that everybody like saying to get right with. You know that. And you waiting to get older to do right by them. You could be doing right now. And you and your friends could be living in their purpose, their swole and their purpose that God has for them right now. And you're going to wait till they're older. That's selfish, bro. That's selfish.
It is selfish, bro. And I feel like another thing that holds us back from like spreading the gospel or pushes us away is like the reaction we may get from our friends and stuff like that. Like, you tell me all the time, bro, like, it's not them, it's the spirit behind them, bro.
It is.
And like, when you understand that, it gives you patience. Like, it's not them. Like, you're not mad at your friend. Like, it's not your friend you should be mad at, bro. Or you should be like, I'm gonna say, you're gonna get mad. Like, it's naturally get mad when you get offended and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand, like, the devil uses people. There's demons all around. There's the spirits, there's a spiritual world that's influencing people. It's not them on their own. Right. That's why Jesus was like, yo, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Like, they're blinded. They don't know. Like, feel me?
Yeah.
And it's just like that alone could make us not want to, like, you know what? Like, you know, go to hell, like, da da. It's like, no, you can't do that, bro. Like, what if God did that with us, bro? Like, I know, bro. Keep it tight, bro. I know there's been times I told God, like, nah, bro, I'm not doing this, bro. That's a devil. Like, I'm not doing that.
Like, what if he definitely been times like that. Definitely been times like that, bro.
And it's like, yo, what if he just right there was like, where? All right, bet. Boom. Taking in my spirit. You going. That's it. It's rats, bro. But it's like, nah, bro. Morning by morning, new mercies, bro. Every day, a different chance, bro. Every day, an opportunity, thinking that we will get better, bro. Not thinking, hoping. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, God desires to use you. It's like how Vic always says, bro. He's both willing and able. No, able and willing. Like, he can. Like, he has the power and the ability to turn your filth into beauty and to change and turn your life around. Not only can he do it, does he have the ability to do it? He wants to do it. Like, he really desires to do it. Like, he has a passion to do it. He really wants to help you and feed into you and pour into you and love you, bro. But you just gotta open the door, bro. Just gotta open the door, man. Just got
that's your yes to God can be a generational blessing to so much. It's for a generational blessing. Your yes to God can include thousands, millions, billions, trillions of yes. It can stir, can spur so much, bro. And you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it, bro. You
wouldn't know it, bro. Like you have more influence than you think, bro. We have more influence than we think, bro.
Facts.
Right. It's crazy. But to, like, encourage, like, the people that, like, oh, your friends ridicule you or stuff like that for spreading the gospel or look down, you look at you differently. You keep going, bro. Like, push in. Like, that should make you press in, bro. Like, Jesus said, the world hates you because they hated me first. Like, that's your verse, man, bro. You put me onto that. Like, press in, bro. Like, I give you testimonies. Like, bro, there's been times where, like, the same friends that was, like, laughing at me, like, a year ago, bro, laughing at me, making jokes about me, like, chatting, bro, about, like, the decision I made and stuff like that, is now today, bro, asking me questions about God, bro. Starting their own journey with God, bro. Starting to pursue God, bro. Wondering about Christ, God. Starting to take it serious. So it's like, yo, keep pushing, bro. Do not keep discouraged, bro. It's just the enemy trying to discourage you, bro. It's not them. Show them grace, God. Show them patience. Yeah, and most importantly, show them love, bro. And you keep going. It's important you keep going.
Thanks. The enemy wouldn't bother you if you're not doing the will of God.
Yep.
The enemy doesn't bother anybody that's not doing the will of God. If you're not pursuing the will of God, then the enemy has no reason to bother you, bro. Because that's exactly what he wants you to do. He wants you to do everything outside of the will. So if there's opposition, bro, you're doing something right. So keep pressing in. Keep doing your thing. I mean,
pressing in, bro.
That's what I was saying, bro. I remember like a few months ago, bro. I was seeing like I was feeling like so much opposition, bro. And I was just hyped through the whole thing because I know that God has something is happening, bro. I was hyped. I was low-key hyped. I don't know if it's like, I ain't want to be prideful or not, bro, but I just know God is doing something, bro. Because like, it's so much opposition. It's so much things going against me, bro. And like, going back to what I said, like, well, back to what you said that I said, like, there's always a spirit behind somebody. Like, you can tell when you're talking about God with somebody, you can tell the little smallest thing. You can tell like this spirit with the smallest things that they do, like the attention span they have, like the like what they do during while you're talking to them. You know what I'm saying? Like the little faces that they make, bro. Like I literally see that now, bro. Thank God for discernment. I really thank God for discernment, bro. Cause like I remember I was talking about God with somebody, somebody I don't want to say names. Like I was looking at their little facial expressions. I was looking at the way they responded to me. I was looking at all of that, bro. And I was like, the whole time I was like, you cannot get mad, bro, because there's a spirit behind that. And you have to, the word is really, it pierces, bro. The Bible says that it pierces, it breaks through that spirit, bro. And it touches them, bro. Like, that's why you guys just got to keep pushing and keep going, bro. Cause like, Lily is just like, it's like the word, like they can't deny it, bro. Like, going right through. That's how you have to be, bro. Son. Spirit behind everybody. That's facts.
Yo, this one person just came in my head, bro. The same exact thing, bro. I
feel you, bro. You can really tell, bro. You can
tell, bro. And like,
and you know what's crazy? My bad. I just want to say this quick thing. Bro, and you could tell, bro, because when you talk about anything other than Jesus, bro, they so calm and chill about it, bro. So it's like, and once it comes to Jesus, they got this little whole thing going on. Like, come on, bro. Keep working, bro. Keep doing your thing, man.
Wish I had something right now. I'll drink to that.
I got water right here, man.
Drink to that for me, my boy.
Definitely drink to that.
That, yo, son, that's facts, bro. But like, yo, bro, you know what's crazy, bro? Like, I feel like the more, like, you know, a good prayer to pray is like for compassion and just like more like love, like to show love of Christ. Cause like when I see things like that, like before I used to like get tight, argue like, God, what you made for me?
Me too.
But now, like, you know, like it makes me wanna pray for them more. And like, yo, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Recently, like how I've been like looking at people that like do things like that, like, oh, like when they're talking about God, it's like a little fight, like. I kind of like the fight. I like the fact that they're fighting, bro. Like there's something, because they're not just doing that just to do it, bro. There's something in them that's like, it's like a tug of war going on. Feel me? They feel a little bit uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I bet I'm a pressing in prayer. Yo, I'm a pressing this prayer. Cause you hearing the practical right now, bro. But the spiritual that I'm gonna take care of in prayer, bro. All right, give me a couple months, bro, and watch God move. Watch God move in a couple months, bro. It's crazy, or not even, God, bro. Obviously, bro, you'd be surprised, bro. Next day, Next day, you got people coming to you asking questions, bro. Just be encouraged, bro. You never know, bro. But right. You just spit something crazy, bro. Nah, yo, sheesh. Jesus is really, really, really real.
He's really real, bro. Like, there's no reason why somebody should feel so tense or like so, like, you know, just uptight at something that wouldn't be this real. You know, like you wouldn't feel that way at something like if I was to talk to you about something that you know to believe is not real, bro, you wouldn't act a certain way. But like, bro. There has to be, bro. Jesus has to be real, bro. Cause like, there's no reason why I'm seeing this much, you know, pressure. I'm seeing this much tension between the body of Christ and the world. Like, bro, it has to be something, bro. It has to be something. And I always tell my friends this, bro. If this isn't the way of life, let me know. Friends do not let friends go to hell. So if me preaching the gospel is not letting me, is not right for, bro, you tell me what's right. You tell me how to live. You tell me what's going to get me to heaven. And I promise you, bro, I would take that way. I promise you I'll take that way. Like right now, bro, and I'm definitely not going to take that way, obviously, because, you know, I am accounting God myself. I've seen, I felt his presence. So I'm in too deep. I'm not just, you know what I'm saying, bro?
It's too real. Like at this point, bro, you can't. Like I can't. Maybe, bro. Like, maybe a year.
This time last year, probably.
Maybe. But now, I've seen too much, bro.
I've seen too much, bro.
Exactly. It's power, bro. Impeccable, bro. It's different, bro.
GG's, bro.
You can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, bro.
So much, bro. You can't tell me God's not real, bro.
You can't.
God's not real. Can't tell me that. Nah. It's crazy, bro. Yo, bro, this feel like a... You know what mood, like, this conversation just got me in, bro? This is a Instagram spree mode. Like, I'm about to just post mad on my story. Like, just
facts.
Like, yo, bro, it's that type of night, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, right? Soon as this episode done, bro, I'm posting. Because this is a great conversation. It definitely encouraged me, bro. It definitely encouraged me to go spread the gospel. It's just, sheesh. Yo, bro, would you ever, like, nah, I low-key want to just do it one time. Just to, I don't know. I've been in this stage, just like just beating fears, bro. Like just doing stuff, bro. Feel me? Like I went on a roller coaster with y'all last week. That was a fear. Like, I just put myself in a situation. Just do it, bro. Just do it. I low key. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I want a street piece, like just one time, bro. Just one time, just to see. Like, feel me? Just to see.
Yeah, I definitely think we could do that.
Like, would you do that? You would street piece? Like, just one time? Like,
yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm that guy, bro. I might be on the one. You know, the ones that be on the side standing with support, like, yeah. bro, feel me? But I don't know if I got the bonus to, like, just... I don't know, bro. Well, Holy Spirit, anything's possible, bro. We never know.
That's definitely something that you have to consider.
Just to see, bro. You never know, bro. God is different. Everything is, yo, God is different, bro. Nah, but yo, this was a really great conversation, yo. Like, definitely encouraged me. Definitely gained some insight. And I pray that whoever's watching and viewing this also gained some insight and some wisdom from this conversation. Definitely Holy Spirit feel like.
Bro, I don't remember that you validated by the attack.
Validated
by the attack.
Talk to us about that.
So, oh, bro, like I said before, bro, if the enemy's not going to bother anybody that's not doing the will of God. So if he's testing you, bro, you are on the right path, bro. You are doing something right. I'm telling you, bro, like, this is the way of life.
It's the way.
Even Christ said it, bro. The world hates you because it hated me first. If you're in this world, bro, you're going to feel some type of pressure. You're going to feel some type of tension, bro. But you have to remember that Christ felt it first. So, you know what I'm saying? Press in, get through, keep doing it. Keep doing what you have to do, bro. Show Christ to everybody. Express Christ to everybody. Because this is the truth. This is the way. This is the life. Period.
And don't forget that showing Christ is not trying to show perfection,
mm-hmm.
but trying to show love.
Right.
It's just like your love for God, like, is just supposed to just come naturally. Like, it's just a natural, like, you don't have to fake it to the world. You shouldn't have to fake it to the world. Just be you and just love God and just stay in his presence consistently. Prayer, worship, fasting, reading your word, however way you connect with God, Jesus. However way you connect with Jesus Christ, stay in his presence on a daily basis. And like the world will see that, bro. The world will see what you're done in secret. What happens in secret.
Yep.
That's it, bro. But yo, great talk with you, bro, as always. Make sure y'all check us out on TikTok at Quarantine with Jesus. Follow us on Instagram at Quarantine with Jesus. Twitter, our Twitter is different. It's at Jesus Quarantine. Quarantine Jesus was taken for some reason, or it was too long or something like that. And make sure you check out our website. We have a website where basically our goal was to create a platform where people like you and me who gave their life to Christ can go and post our testimony anonymously without the worry or basically like dealing with any type of shame about our past and stuff like that. And also for people that may not be in Christ or and want to see like, what is this all about? Like, what has he done for people? And just want to go and view that. Or maybe just like me, sometimes you just be bored and you need some encouragement or some motivation to keep moving with God. You're just going to read the testimonies. And it's a little encouragement because it's like, if he did it for them, he could do it for me too. And that's it. Make sure, please share, comment, subscribe to us. Let us know any thoughts, opinions, questions. Hit us up, DM us, let us know anything you want to do. Just, we'll see y'all next week, man. Enjoy.
Peace.